We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. In the Gemara, it said, Rav said halacha, Tsaras Saita Asura. Why? Because a Saita who's Mazana, it says Tuma, and therefore she's like an Erva, and therefore she patters not only herself from Yibum, her Tsara as well. That's Rav's halacha. Masar Rav Ashi, Nichnasa Imay L'Seisa. If a woman went into some place, Yichud with someone privately, and stayed there the shear of Tumah, the time it takes for Bia. The halacha is Asura Lebesa, she's Asur to her husband. That's number one, because a case was where he warned her not to seclude herself with this man, and she went ahead and was secluded herself, and she was there a certain amount of time. The halacha is she is Asur to her husband. If she's a kohen, if he's a kohen, she cannot eat chuma anymore. That's the halacha. And then if the husband dies, chilet says, you do chalitza with no yibum. What do you see from this halacha, from this brisa? What you see is that what you see from here is that there's chalitza. According to Rav, a saita is part of tumma. It's part from yibum. What do you ask me? Is that saita safik? When a woman is secludes herself, that's not a vadai. That's not a vadai. She just was biyichud. And chalam is kinu v'stira. She has to go drink the mei saita. She has to. That's a lacha vadai. She's a saita. I'm talking about a saita vadai. When I said the tumak sivu means when she was vadai mezana, that's the one that's like an erva and it's part of a mibum. Zot gemara vayta ma'ish no saita vadai. What's pshat? Mishnuchsiv ba tuma. Sefrek demara. Saita safik nami tuma ksiv ba. It says also by a safik. It says loshon tuma. The talent and a brisa. There's a parasha of machzir geshuasa. And that parasha it says that if someone divorces his wife, and his wife goes ahead and remarries someone else, and that second husband either dies or divorces her, the halacha is it's also for her to remarry back to the first husband. So it says in the Brayis like this: We basically keep Amen. Meshum Rebbe Elazar, Hamachzir Gushasa Mina Nesuin Asura Mina Erisin Mutaras. If she's Machzir Gushasa that she married someone else, that's Asa. But if she just has Kedushim from someone else, then she's allowed to return to the first Baal. Basically, if she didn't have Bia with the second husband, she's Mutar back to the first husband. Why? Meshum Shenemar. In the pasuk it says that you can't. The first baal who sent her out cannot return her. Only akri ashahutama, which means after nesun. That's basically Kippur's halacha in the machzik gushasa. They are both aser. That's the halacha, both Nesun and Erisin Zasa. I, the Lashon Nacha Asher Hutama, and Lemani Mekayim Acher Hutama, the rabbis Soita Shenistera. It's coming to tell you something else. That a Soita Shenistera also, there's an Isser Lav to take her back. So that's what it says. There's an Isser Lav of Soita. So you see Lashon Tuma by a Soita. And even though a Pashtus, a Soita, means Soita Nistera, means a Soita secluded herself, not a Bade Soita. And what does it say? It says Loshon Tuma there, Achrei Ashehutama. So if it says Loshon Tuma, it's like a riot. So it should be potter from Yibum, just from that. And Sarah said to be potter. Even by a Saita Sophic, which says Loshon Tuma by Saita Sophic, Saita Nistra. And think about it, no. My Nistra Nivala. Really means Nivala. My Karle Nistra. Why is they secluded herself? Lishna Ma'aliyah Nakat. So Loshon Ma'aliyah. So Frank thinking about Nivala. Nivala Tuma Behedik Sibbe, Minister of Inyatma. You don't need a Pasuk of Tuma. Why are you need a Pasuk of Tuma for that? It's Behedya by Nivala. It's the Minister of Inyatma. It says Losh Tuma there. And for the Gemara, I'll make him have a lap to give a lap. Because in the parish of Satan, say there's a lap there. To here it says, a lap, it says, Yuchal Baila Harishan Ashashilcha to bring it back. Therefore, he wanted it to be a lap. And therefore, it says Akhri Ashahutam on that parish. That's the Rabban Hold. But a vada, it's only by a vada. Rav Yisrael lav v'soita leslay, but filu zanoy nami. Rav Yisrael holds even a vada znus, there is no lav. There's no lav. There's no lav. And why my time? Why in the darsh like the rabbanon? Havaya v'ishus k'sivbe. If you look at the pasuk of Machzor Rishasa, he keeps on saying lashon v'hoisa l'shachar, and it says also this lashon of havaya v'ishus. It's mashmas not from a saita, not from when a saita. It's when something that happened through havaya v'ishus. That's why. That means the case of Machzor Rishasa. It says lo yuchel baila harishin ashuch lashon v'kach v'liyos lo l'isha achrei ashutama. It's not going on. His wife, who is Mizana with someone else. Because sounding like in the parasha, we're talking about only things that happen, the assumed happened through Kedushin. For example, someone divorced his wife and he married someone else, or was had an assumed to someone else. That case is through a value of Ishus, that's what it's a law of Leichel Baila. But not talking about Saita. Which really Pashup Shah in the Psukim, which Taisvah already points out, the third Taisvah really asks on Rashi, says, V'tehim the Pshit Machzik Shah Se'ari Kra. We don't have to explain why the relationship keeper. You don't have to excuse why we're talking about Machzik Shah. That is the parasha. It's not talking about Saita, or Bottom of a Drasha. You don't have to comment that value of the issues. That I'm Taisvah that we're discussing that about Kapanim. That's what's going on over here. Ad Kan Hasugya of Tsaras Saita. Now we're going to move on to another case of something that might be considered like a erva, even though it's not mamish, one of their rights. Something that we just talked about, machzik gerushasa. Boimene Rav Huna, boimene Rav Yehuda, Rav Sheshes. Hamachzer gerushasa mishenisas umeis. Reuven divorced his wife, and his wife went ahead and married someone else, married Gimple, and Gimple either divorced her or died, and now Reuven remarried her, and they still never had children. And Reuven had another wife also. Had this wife, Rachel and Bracha. And Reuven dies.
It's only Yisrael?
And yeah, it's only Yisrael. Only Yisrael. But there's something going on because there's Tumah here. That's to be the Shaila. It says Tumah. So now I'm going to say to so like upon him, Reuven remarries a Machzik Shasa, which is Yisrael, which is Mamash also. And he has a Tzara also. He has a co-wife also, another wife as well. And Reuven dies without children. What's the halacha with Yibum? What's the halacha with the Tzara? That's going to be the discussion of our next Gemara. Boyi minei Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. The machzor shasa mishenis asumeis. Someone's machzor his divorced wife after she gets married to someone else, and they get divorced from the second husband and comes back and marries the first husband. Reuven umeis and he dies. Tzaras ma'u. What's the halacha of a tzara? And really, what's the halacha of her herself? Now, alibi Rav Yisrael ben Kippur loyse by halacha. We'll see the first lashon we're saying is there's no shaila for Rav Yisrael ben Kippur. Why? Keeping the Amar Rav Yisrael ben Kippur tumah b'machzor shasa since achrei ashehutama. The lashon is Achrei Ashehutama is a lashon tuma, and it says by Machzik Rishasa, so it's mamish like a erva, and therefore Tzarasa Kamaisa. Tzara is like her as well. She's part of Yibim and her Tzara as well. V'imishum dechsev ba ta'evahi. I in the pasuk it says ki ta'evahi lefnei Hashem, and maybe it's a miyut. Dafka she is a ta'eva. Maybe you'll say dafka she is a ta'eva, not her Tzara. So we don't darshan for that. We dash like this. That if she, when she remarries Reuven, if they have children, those children are not pasul kahuna. They're not mamzerim. They're not pasul kahuna. You would think maybe they're like a halala, because the halacha is if a kohen marries a grusha, the daughter is a halala. Here it's not a halala. That's what's saying. He teiva vloy bana teivim. It's not coming to lafuke the tzara. Hot tzara. So teiva. So right now, if you the first lashon of Gemara, if you have Yosef and Kippur. It's not a shaila. Both her and her tzara are potter meyivim because it says in the pasuk a lashon tuma.
What?
Right. That's what we dashin, and we don't dashin he teiva loy tzara teiva.
What's that tzara teiva?
Because there'll be a havamin to make a miyut and say dafka she is has tuma, not her tzara. It's by varning what?
How is it in the Gemara?
What do you mean? He's saying you don't make the meat. The image looks about the eva he. So he says, no, that's a meat for bana. He to eva v'im banaha to even. But hot sarasa is a teva. That don't meat on that. There's no meat on sarasa. No meat on sarasa. Kisa bayolach liv rabbanon. Whole shalag gemara is going to rabbanon arguing with the keeper. After I've done rabbanon tumu masaytu dechsev. Even though rabbanon say that pasuk has come to the saita, but ain't mikriyot to them pshutai. The why is a pasuk pshat to machzik gushasai? So therefore, there's an element of arayas here, and that will be enough to at least be mechayiv chalitza. I shouldn't be able to do yibum. I don't want keeping the iker. Once we said it means the parasha of saita, so that doesn't mean that all machzik gushasai and avadat tzara will be mutter be yibum. The tzara will be mutter be yibum. So that's a shayla in the Rabbanan. Really, right now, we're first lost from Yisrael Mekipur, it's Pashat. If you're Yisrael Mekipur, it's Pashat, it's Potom and Yibam Mechalitza. And the shayla is, the fear Rabbanan, if there's Yibam on the Tzara or not. Do you say Imikar is a pshuta, there's a little bit Tumah, and therefore you cannot do Yibam on the Tzara? Or the Maisa, you could do Yibam on the Tzara, and that's definitely for sure. Rabbanan agree that to the Machzik Yishasa itself, you should only do Chalitza and not do Yibam. That's the first lashon of our Gemara. Iker Damri, leave the Rabbanan Leisa Boyalach. Keeping the Iker, since once you were Iker the Pasik, then said it's talking about Saita, the word Tumah is not talking about Machzik Yishasa, and therefore the Tzara is Mutter Lehis Yabim. Tzara is Mutter Lehis Yabim, that's not a Shaila. Again, with Machzik Yishasa itself, the Marley may not let me make a Kavachaymer, since she's Aser Velav to her real husband, the Lach is she's Aser. To the Yavim. That's not a Shaila. Shaila is really on the Tzara of its Mutter. But we're saying, Rabbanan, the Fidus Lashon, is not Sad Tzara's Potter. There's no Arias involved in it by Machzik Yishasa. What's a Shaila? Kizabar Lach, Libra, the Rabbanan, and Keeper. My, Avigal, the Rabbanan, and Keeper, Tumba, Machzik Yishasa, the Chsiva, maybe Miat Rachman is a Miat in the Pasik, says Tehevi, he Teva, Vain Tzarasa Teva. Oy Dilma, he teiva meimenayim teiva hotzarasa is teiva. So if you're a second lashon, we're saying like this: it's possibly a bottom tzaras mutlos yavim. Shaila if you're a second, if the reisim keeper holds, it says tumah, but maybe he has special miyut. The only she has tumah, but not her tzara. That's the gemara shaila. So if the first lashon is a shaila in the rabbanon, if the second lashon is a shaila in the reisim keeper. Now the gemara is trying to bring raya's from brises, and we have to figure out if it's going the first lashon or second lashon, and there isn't much help in the Kol Tzvarim about this, what's a Raya too? We'll see, Master Shem. Amalei, Tanisua. Amalei, Tanisua. We have here a, when we're talking a Raya from a Mishnah later on, it says, Hoysa achas kesheira v'achas pesula. If Reuben dies, we had any children, he has one wife who's a kosher and one wife who's a apostle. We'll see what that means in a second. One wife's a kosher, one is a apostle. So then, Shimon, who is the Yavam here, he does like this. If my chaylitz, he plans to do chalitza, chaylitz a psula. Do chalitza to the psula. If he's doing yibum, be miyabim l'ksheira. Now what's going on here? It's mamish, it's mishnah, it's hard to understand. What's pashpshan in the mishnah? My ksheira, my psula. What's a ksheira, what's a psula? Ilim ksheira, ksheira alma, psula, psula alma. Maybe we're touching this. Ksheira means that she's a miyuchesses, she's kosher lakuna. And pasul means she's pasul lakuna. For example, Reuben wasn't a kohen. But Reuben had two wives. One wife was never married before. She's mamish miyuchesses. The other wife was a second marriage. The other wife. So that's what we're talking about. So it says, do chalitza to the psula, and if you miyam do the ksheira. What's the difference? You're not kayin. You live in ksheira, 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 la'am, psula, la'am, kimon de l'idei chazin, to Reuben it's chazia, and to Shimon as well. My nafka l'mina, who cares if it's a kosher apostle? So what's going on here?
Why? If Reuben dies.
Right.
Then the tzara will call her.
Right.
She will be mitzvah to kain.
Right. So you don't want to mess her up. Why should you mess her up? That's what I was going to say. Pshat, yeah. Ella, the Gemara said I have pshat. Tomorrow there's no pshat right now. What's pshat? My half minute. Ella, lav. Kshera means kshera loy. And psula means psula loy. Maybe it means a case where it's actually possible to Reuven himself. My knee, what's the case? Machazur kshosa. Viktari, and it says, miyavim, miyavim kshera. So what do you see? You see over here, if you touch like that, then you see that the halacha is the elada be miyabim the tzara. It says the psula is do chalitza to, but who miyabim to? Miyabim to the ksheira. So you see, it's shayich to have a it's shayich over here to have a yibum on the ksheira. It's shayich to have yibum on the ksheira, and could you say hit to eva? Let's say v'loy tzara to eva. So it's a raya lefi the second girsa. To the second girsa, we'll learn like the Karen Reim learns like this, that it's a raya to the second, in the second girsa. The second lishna was, is a shalom yisib and kippur, if the tzara's mutter v'yibum or not. That was a shalom. So here we'll be pashut like this, that it's mutter to yibum to the tzara's mutter v'yibum. That's yisib and bir. So it's a raya to that shalom. So to Gemara, no, it's not a raya, because what's taich? You know what Taich is? Loi lo'olam, kashera, kashera la'alma. Psula is psula la'alma. Really, kosher is kosher la'alma, and psula is psula la'alma, which means she's a miyaches lakuna or not. I, the ka'amra, is kibbutz de chazi, since it's chazi to Reuven, who cares? My nafgalimine. So, the Mom Shem Rav Yosef, Tom Rav Yosef, Can Shana Rebbe lo yishpoich adam mei bayra v'cherin zuchlem? Don't spill out your water and other people need it. And that's the same halacha over here also, that here you have someone who's miyuchesa zakuna. Why you may give her chalitza? Once you give her chalitza, she has a midrabana instead of a grusha, and she can't marry a kohen anymore. So if you're doing chalitza, do not do chalitza to the kasher, do it to the psula. If you're miyabim, then miyabim, you can marry either one you want. Then you can marry the kasher also. But if you're doing chalitza, do it to the psula, and therefore you're saving her from being a miyuchesas to the other one being a miyuchesas lakuna. So we don't have a riot to the Shiloh of Agamar. Toshma, let's try another riot. Toshma, Machazik Shasta Vishnissas, he bitsarasa chalitzas. Both her and Atsara need chalitza. So, Fetimar, he bitsarasa sakataitach? You never, both wives, co wives, do not need chalitza. One is enough. What's he bitsarasa chalitzas? So, what do you mean? Elam, what do you have to say? Elam, Ema, oi he, oi tsarasa. So, what do you see? So, you see that Atsara needs chalitza. So, it's a riot to what? So if the first girsa, it's a riot to the Rabbanon. First girsa says, if your first lashon is shayla, the Rabbanon, what's the halacha of the tzara? What's the halacha of the tzara? Could you do even, what's the halacha of the her and the tzara? Could you do even to the first, to the wife who's makas shasa or not? That was the shayla of the Rabbanon. Here you see that you're supposed to do chalitza. So tomorrow, v'lav, here you see if the chalitza to both, her and the tzara. In the first lashon, the Gemara shayla was like this. Basically, keep his pashut patas her and the tzara. The shayla was, kisabar l'idri rabbanon, even though it says, in mikra yitzib shutai, so it's a shtickle of a din of a saita, a shtickle of a din of a tumma, and therefore, at least do chalitza on the tzara. That was the Gemara's first shayla. Or maybe not. It's not talking about makas shasai. No shaykhis, the tzara of the shomotah. So you see from here that you have to do chalitza. Either her or the tzara do chalitza. So it's a raya to that shayla of the Rabbanon. And the Gemara, v'lav terutzik v'tarzlai, didn't you change the braisa? First start off saying, he v'tzarasa. And now it changed up the lashon. V'lav terutzik v'tarzlai, terutzachi, he chalitzas, tzarasa, he chalitzas amesivyavemes. She needs chalitza, but her tzara is either chalitza amesivyavemes, and a shtim is very geshmak with the shittas Rabbanon. Let's see one more Gemara. Amar Rabchia bar Abba, Rabbi Yechanan Boi, hamachzer geshosoi, Mishanisas, Tsarasa Mahu. And the Ritva says, we're going according to the Rabbanon who hold that does not say Tumah. Doesn't say Tumah there. We said maybe Amikri, but he doesn't hold to that. He also does not say Tumah. Still, the Shaila is, a Machze Gushasa Mishanisas. Ruvain remarried his wife that was divorced. And he married someone else also, Ruvain. Now Ruvain dies. What's the halacha with that wife who she remarried? Rachel, who married someone else and she remarried her. What's the halacha of that wife, Rachel? Is she mutter or not? Boy, Orochi Ba'av Ar-Yachron, Boy, Amachzik U'shasim Shnissas, Tzarasim Ahu. Omle Rav Ami, B'tabayolach Higufa. Why don't we ask, forget about the Tzara, why don't we ask about her herself? The Marsha is the Tzarasim Ahu. The law, the tzara of his machzik u'shasai. What's the halacha of her herself? So he go v'loy kam barley. The rina and kavachaymer mutter la asura. If to her husband until now she was mutter, she became also to as the issa of lo yuchal baila harishain lekach talius loy leisha. So if she's also to her whole husband, but also which means the brother the ishach, which is the her brother, ba'etzem that's the issa. So of course she's also to that one lekach again. The shayla of tzara. Mi alam kavachayim mitchit tzara aloi. If the co-wife is aser alt dim kavachayimer, that means the machzik gushasoi wife is aser alt a kavachayimer. Is that enough of an iser to aser the tzara as well? That's the Gemara shayla. That's the question. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Masni Hachi. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Rabbi Yechon. Hamachzik gushasoi shminishas now. The shayla was on the grusha herself. What's halacha gabi yibum? Amar Rav Ami b'tibayolach tzarasa. So it's a rust like a bailey, like Alan Kavachayim with Mitchit Tzara. It's partial Kavachayim is not enough to pat that Tzara. It's not an erva. Elikin a bailey, he gufa. My, me, Alan Kavachayim with Mokim Mitzvah. Is a Kavachayim enough Mokim Mitzvah to patter from Yibam, at least to make it, to not allow you to do Yibam, you have to do Chalitza? Or Eloy. So the Gemara is being a riot to that, and we're going to stop here, and tomorrow, Metz Hashem, on the next year, we will repeat over this Gemara on the bottom of the Shilas, and then go to these riots, which are very similar to the riots just had. But remember now, we're handling a Shaila of Machzer Gushasa, he was married to Reuven. What's the halachas of Yibam for her and for the Torah? Sure.